Before we get into this episode, I want to let you know that tickets to The One, which is our two-day in-person leadership experience, are now available at early bird pricing. So if you're in Australia or New Zealand, then you're absolutely going to want to check this out. The One is designed to expand leadership capacity with big shifts reported from participants in confidence, communication, directiveness, solutions thinking, decision making, and even conflict resolution. You can check out the case studies over on the website of people who have already done this event and the results they experienced across multiple areas of their lives months later.
It has just been such a catalyst for change.
That's been more impactful, and I've had more revelations and light bulb moments go off than anything that I've ever looked at.
I feel like my perspective has completely shifted. It's been life-changing for me.
Do yourself a favor and get this locked in for yourself before prices go up. Grab your tickets to one of the events in either Australia or New Zealand over at theoneliveevent.com. It's also linked below. Welcome to the Lead a New Future podcast. I'm Kate Ruby Aroha, a senior leadership trainer with close to two decades of experience. The leadership I'm about is one that values respect and transparency while harnessing our ability to effect change. With a clinical background, I've worked within highly acclaimed leadership teams in the health sector of New Zealand before spending a decade facilitating advanced leadership experiences across multiple countries. And here's the thing about leadership. Leadership is just as important within our homes as it is within every level of our community, teams, and organizations. In this podcast, you'll find a variety of conversations that connect to our leadership and our lives, where we can impact what matters, where it matters. Let's get into it. Hey, and welcome to this conversation. I'm really excited. In this episode and in next week's episodes, you can kind of see it like part one and part two. We're going to be talking all about some little simple ways in which we can optimize our bandwidth in our brain. And as I'm saying some of the stuff, you might be going like, oh my God, I did not realize how much of a nerd you actually are. And I'll be thinking, well, really? You didn't know that? Well, now you know. Anyway, so today I want to actually talk about how our brains best work. Because day to day, I would say a huge issue that people are facing is that they are really tapped out in their mental bandwidth. And it's a huge issue that causes a lot of impact. And we think that it's just too much to do, but there's so many things that actually impact this. Now, on a little side note, the reason why I'm so obsessed with boundaries, upfront communication, it's literally why I'm recreating an entire YouTube channel around boundaries in business for entrepreneurs, service providers, etc., because lack of boundaries actually impacts so much around our mental bandwidth. Let's actually talk about our mental bandwidth. So here's the thing. Our brains are not meant for being storage devices. Let me explain. If we use our brains to just store information for memorization, we've got a really small capacity for that. So as an example, we've got, they say, so like around 8 gigabytes of available memory to store things memorization-wise. Now, we actually have about 34 gigabytes, if we're kind of going comparison, of data information coming into us every day. And that's not even to account for those 50,000, 60,000 thoughts we're having a day. We've got a lot of information coming in at us, and we're trying to hold so much information in our brains, and yet our brains aren't optimized for that. So we can only hold so much kind of information in our heads, and then when we add more, some stuff has to pop out, and it's this kind of, it almost like ties us out because we're trying to hold so much information. However, our brains are best used for actual information processing, aka making connections, doing that deep thought work where we are seeing the moves to make. And when we are freed up mentally, when we actually are able to put things in place that free up our mental bandwidth, our mental internal space becomes way much more freed up, that we can look across things and we can start to make the connections that we weren't making before, because our brains can be freed up for what it's really good at, which is the processing, taking in data, analyzing, and making connections. And if we look at that in our lives and business, and what we can see is that, yeah, when we're freed up, we can start to see the moves to make. But it's bloody hard to see the move to make when we're so swamped in day-to-day stuff and information and trying to remember a whole lot of shit and basically being swamped down by that stuff. So this is so important. It matters that we care about the information coming into us and that we can have things that support us to be using our brains, our beautiful freaking brains, in way more effective, efficient, needle-moving ways. So I'm going to focus on a couple of things. In next week's episode, I'm going to actually talk about some actual things that I'm doing in really simple ways that I protect my mental space. So I'm going to talk about that in next week's episode. But what I want to talk about in this week's episode is actually how I use a second brain. So the term second brain is not something that I came up with. I don't know who came up with it, but it's definitely out there. So a second brain is using some kind of app or software. I guess you could do it paper-based, but genuinely wouldn't know how that would actually work to the capacity to which it's often needed in today's day and world. But having a place in which you store all of those bits of information and thoughts that until now you've been trying to manage it in your head. So the second brain that I've built out is using a software called Notion. So this isn't actually a plug for Notion. By the way, Notion is fabulous. And if you haven't used it, by all means, go and check it out. But you could equally use your notes on your phone. You could use any kind of app. I know some people have used Evernote for this. I just couldn't really get my head around Evernote. But Notion, bam, love it. Here's the point of it, though, regardless of what software you use, is that you have a place where you can offload all of the bits of information into that place, and it's stored in a structure that's very easy for your mind to manage where the bits of data go. So it's very easy to go, oh, this thought, I'm going to put this here, because there's a place and a home for that thought. So it's very easy to put those thoughts down. And then in 2 months' time, when you want to access what your thinking was, it's so clearly structured that you know where to go to re-access that thought or that idea or that memo for later, right? So I'll give an example. In my current Notion board, actually, I'm just going to go and quickly grab it now so I can read off it. Hi, I'm back. I'm just saying this. I'm just quickly grabbing my computer and opening it up in Notion. Sorry, I'm grabbing my phone. Okay, so in Notion, I've got a section called Aerial View and Aerial View Personal. And then I've got another section called Aerial View Companies. So in Aerial View Personal, in here, when I open that section up, I've got my personal goals, a section for that. I've got a section called Feel Into These Things Each Week. And so these are things that on a Sunday, this is a real like a mental prompt of two things that I feel into each week. So these are, does anything feel out of alignment or off for me? Okay, so this is a prompt. Every Sunday I check in with this. And also the second thing is, how can I support myself to be at my best energetically, mentally, physically this week? So again, that's just built in. It's built into a structure. Then I've got another section in under Aerial View Personal, things that are on my mind. Okay, so out of the week, when I have something that just pops into my mind, something that feels off, something that feels out of alignment, something that needs to be dealt with, something that I want to consider and to put some thought into, I just go straight into, and it's not business related, I go straight into Aerial View Personal, and I open up that section, and I just dump it there. So I just dump it, right? And I'm just opening it up now, and I can look at, interesting, so there's two little thoughts that I had, basically little brain farts of, this feels a bit off, this could be optimized. And so I just go in and dump it there. So when I am reviewing on a Sunday night, reviewing aerial view of personal and aerial view of business on a Sunday night. I can open up these pieces and it's got some things that I've captured throughout the week, thoughts wise, of things that feel off or out of alignment or things that need addressing. And I can either leave it there because it's parked there, it's not disturbing me, right? Or I could perhaps plug it into my week to have it be addressed. Does this make sense? Then also under aerial view personal, I've got a few other sections as well. Now let's click back up a level and log out of there. Now we're going into that big overview again, and I've got aerial view companies. So I'm going to dive into this section. So when I look at aerial view companies and I move into that section, there's each of the four companies that I own and run. And each of those then dive in deeper. So that's the way in which I'm able to be across four companies and have all of the pieces, the moving parts, the way in which I'm able to have thoughts throughout the week where I'm like feeling in and going, something feels off, something feels out of alignment, something feels clunky, something needs to be optimized, something needs to be addressed, something just needs to be perhaps like thought through or attended to. Again, when I'm having those thoughts, I pay attention to them and I pop them down somewhere, and there's a place to put my thoughts for each area of, aka my personal life, family stuff, and across the four different companies. There's a place to put it. I'm not going to try and manage it in my head. I'm not for sure going to hope that it stays in my head and I still remember it in 2 weeks when I've got time to address it. No, I'm going to pop it somewhere. And then as soon as it's put there, I'm not holding it in my space, right? I'm not trying to manage it in my mind. I'm also not holding it. I'm not holding the stress of it. By acknowledging where something feels off and capturing it and putting it in its home, then I've taken the action that I know it's going to be addressed when it's the priority to address it. Does that make sense? So having this second brain has changed my life. Because if we don't have a way to sort our thoughts and to store our thoughts in a place that is makes sense to store it, that then we can access it in the future when we are in the time and space and headspace to review some things, then here's what's going to happen. We're going to have all of this shit in our head. The impact of that is so freaking large, it's not funny. And seriously, I can't emphasize this enough. I am so absolutely unavailable for that. I'm so absolutely unavailable to have my head feel congested and to have my life feel chaotic because I haven't got on top of how it's best to support myself to be at my best. Does that make sense? And here's the things. Here's the things. There's multiple of them coming. Here's the thing. We don't actually have to be like that. There are ways in which we can support ourselves and we can work with how we best function so that we can be at our best. And this is a big part of how I support myself. So again, I'm going back into my Notion with my brain as I'm starting to talk to you. So that one section is called Aerial View Personal. The other section is called Aerial View Companies. Another section is called Random Thoughts. Could call it Random Shit. And it has a little bucket next to it, little pictures. You can do little pictures. You can make it cute. My Notion looks relatively cute, but not like an artist, that's for sure. Random Thoughts. This is when, throughout the day, I'm genuinely having a random thought, but I'm kind of moving fast. And I'm just like, in that moment, I'm not 100% sure exactly where to put it. I dump it there. It's a parking space for random thoughts that I want to put somewhere and I just aren't like thinking exactly where to put it. I'll give an example. So I'm just going to have a read through and I might check these out like every couple of weeks or once a month and review it and just think, okay, do they need to be moved anywhere? Do they need actions, et cetera, et cetera? There is one here, a random thought about getting my eyes tested, and that's been sitting there for I think about 6 weeks. But you know, just that kind of stuff, like just parking something somewhere, or it might be a book that I hear about that I might want to read. I'm just going to pop that in the random thoughts bucket. So that, in a nutshell, is essentially how I'm using software to outsource the storage of my thoughts. And instead of trying to hold any of that information in my head, I'm outsourcing it to a bit of software or a second brain. which the result means that my brain feels very freed up to do what I most want it to be doing, which is actually making connections. I want my brain so freed up to make connections, to see things, to be really looking at with really quality thinking work. What are the dials to turn? What are the directions to move in? What's not worth our time? What can we move away from? Where is our time best spent? What are some connections that I haven't been seeing before? And to be doing that really quality work because my brain's actually freed up. So I hope that this conversation is really useful for you. And, you know, if this is something that you think you'd find useful, which I reckon you would, then perhaps just have a look into creating a second brain for yourself. And if you've never done anything like this before, just start simple is what I'd possibly suggest. Like if technology freaks you out, then maybe start simple with something like notes on your phone, and you could have different folders for different categories and have them drill down into different notes. But also, if you want to, like start with something like Notion. That is definitely the one that I'd recommend, and I've tried quite a few different things. And just start sort of like brain dumping some of the things in your head, figuring out the categories that you have your life in. It could be the category of family and parenting, could be the category of your personal wellness and health and optimization, could be the category of business. So think about the big chunk categories, and whatever system you use, whether it is like notes on your phone or whether you use a software like Notion, set up a parking space for those big categories. Then just start kind of drilling down and dumping your ideas in there, and let this be a thing that over time you refine your process over many months of using it. Does that make sense? So here was the process that I used when I first started developing my second brain. I set up one night and set up my account and just started playing with it to familiarize myself with how it worked, what the functions were, etc. I spent a few hours kind of doing that and sort of working out the chunking of those big high-level categories. And then over the coming, I think it was about a month, I just made a real intention to start dumping my thoughts in my brain into that app that I was using, into that software, and thinking about which category it went into, right? And as I did that over the month, and I gave myself a huge amount of permission that this could, developing, like really optimizing my second brain in the way that I needed it optimized for me, I gave myself permission that this could take many months. Does that make sense? But I didn't wait to start until I had this master plan on how it was going to get done. I started. I figured out the app, the software. I created my biggest high-level categories and created a page for each. And then I just started proactively using it every day and every week to put my information in there. And then once a week, I went in there and started reviewing things. And it was like over a period of time of doing this, the pieces of how to optimize and tweak things and how to subcategorize things in a way that really worked for me and my brain started to reveal themselves in a way that they wouldn't if I had have just like sat there and gone, okay, I need to figure this out and create the perfect thing before I can get started. Does that make sense? And there's actually a way in which I will approach a lot of things is that I'm like, yes, that's something that I really want to do. Cool. I'll start it now. And I will start it and put my best foot forward now. And then I'll keep working with it until I figure it out. And the process that's most going to support me in this reveals itself over time of actually using the damn thing. And that's a very different approach than going too much, too hard, don't know how to do it, so therefore I'm not going to, and I'll wait till I know how to do it, wait till it's perfect before I start. So hopefully even that helps. So we've just covered how to essentially outsource the information in our head into something like a second brain to free up our thinking. Well, in next week's episode, we're going to look at how we can manage and reduce the amount of incoming information. So they're two really different approaches, but what they both work towards is really freeing up our mental bandwidth. So if you're not yet subscribed to the podcast, make sure you subscribe now so that next week's episode, you'll get it and that you won't miss that, because we're going to dive into a really important conversation. Thanks for listening to the podcast. This is a reminder that if you're in Australia or New Zealand and you haven't yet got your tickets to The One, then go to the website now, find the location closest to you, and get it sorted. Early bird tickets will be ending soon.
man, massive breakthroughs, like unbelievable.
Having the balls to actually be myself and not run away from challenges that I've probably run away from in the past and take them head on.
It's taken me to another place. Yeah. I'm just not the same person that I was when I walked in.
If you get an opportunity to experience this event, do it for you and everyone around you.